Talking with U.S. Senator Joni Ernst here in Red Oak at the Red Oak Armory as they sent out the National Guard. And Senator, obviously this is something special for you, hometown, your old unit. And just give me your overall thoughts about sending them off to harm's way here today.
Very proud of these men and women, and certainly honored to be able to be here and send them off. We wish them Godspeed, safe journeys, and we'll welcome them back home very, very soon. But super proud of them. It does mean a lot to me. We saw a lot of veterans from the community that came out to support family and friends. This is my old armory, my old unit, the 1168th Transportation Company. Now it's called Hotel Company, part of the 334th BS. But it's been a privilege to serve with the Iowa Army National Guard and to know so many members of this company. But they are truly extraordinary men and women. And I know that they are just going to serve superbly. And we're just really, really grateful that they have stepped up into this role.
Now, how ironic. Captain Wolf was the third generation of leading this company. I mean, that's absolutely, I don't know if that's coincidence or whether it was meant to be.
No, I think it was meant to be. Captain Tanner Hull is, he is really, really honored. And you heard the emotion in his voice today. He has served as the commander of this unit for the past 2+ years. But also his great-grandfather served in this unit, and his grandfather served in this unit. So there is a long family lineage in this armory here in Red Oak. As with my own family, my father served in this unit, and I was privileged to be a company commander here as well. But that's what you see in the Iowa National Guard, is a lot of family units, family connections, and that's the special thing about the Guard, is that it's made up of communities, people that come together. You've got brothers, you've got cousins, you've got aunts and uncles, and people serving in these units. And it's very special to have that connection.
What memories does it bring back for you from when your first send-off happened?
Oh, gosh, a lot of memories, and just pulling into the parking lot. Even though I've visited many times since I've retired, I haven't been back recently, but just that feeling and knowing what these soldiers are going through as they're leaving their loved ones here in Southwest Iowa. I know it's so difficult, it's hard, but again, they're excited because they know they're going to be serving their country.
What do the families talk to you about? You gave a great message to the soldiers, but what about the families? What do they usually ask you about in times like this?
Well, they always worry about the safety of their loved ones, and we always assure them that they are well-trained. They have the right equipment. They have great leadership. They're going to be fine. But what we want to remind them, it is a dangerous mission, but at the same time, you know, the United States will take care of our own. But the families, I would encourage all of your listeners to remember that those families need support too. It's hard having a loved one gone during this time, so please reach out. Check on those families that maybe have sent a son or a daughter or a husband overseas, and just check on them, make sure they're doing okay. See if you can assist with anything. They always need support too, and they're grateful for that.
A couple other things. You recently went to Greenfield. That's in our listening area here at KSOM. It's the 1-year anniversary of the tornado that hit there. I think I saw you were at a Habitat for Humanity project. Give me your thoughts about going back to Greenfield and what you saw there.
Yeah, it has been amazing to drive through the community over the course of the past year and see how that community came together and supported those families that had literally lost everything. So many of the new homes have been built. But I was there specifically to visit one of the Habitat for Humanity homes, and I was able to meet the buyer and hear about his own personal journey with this house. And it it's incredible just to see how resilient Iowans are in a time of crisis and how they come back together. And it's hard to imagine that it has been a year since that devastating tornado, because you go through now and it's a beautiful, thriving community. You never would have imagined that just over a year ago they were experiencing such heartache.
Hard to believe Red Oak's not that far away.
Absolutely, exactly.
One political question. The upcoming big, beautiful bill is coming to the Senate. What is from President Trump? What is your initial thoughts about that and maybe the upcoming vote that you'll be facing there?
Well, I am excited about it. In the Senate, we are working on our own version of the big, beautiful bill. But we will take the House version of the bill. We will marry it together with our own ideas in the Senate. And I anticipate we're going to have a really, really strong package that the president will be very proud of. So I look forward to supporting. We're still going through the House's version of the bill. There are a number of issues that won't probably end up in the final bill. We have different rules in the Senate. It has to be focused on spending or on revenues. And there were a number of more policy-oriented things that the House put in. That won't make it through the Senate. If it's largely policy, no spending or revenues connected to it, likely that will not make it through the Senate rules process.
Senator, always good to talk to you, especially to interview you for the first time in your hometown. So best of luck in the future. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for coming out. Really appreciate it. God bless Hotel Company.